Barry, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing with Cotton Incorporated now.
Well, I'm President and CEO of Cotton Incorporated, and I've been there now for a little over 20 years. It's a great organization, great industry, and we've got some new challenges ahead of us, including sustainability. And I think it's a great opportunity for U.S. cotton in particular, and that's one of our key focuses in 2008.
Well, that word can mean different things to different people. And yesterday we had a roundtable discussion with the media, with a representative from JCPenney, a retailer. I thought it was fascinating. When it comes to this subject, how or what sort of impact or meaning does that have for cotton producers?
Well, the way our customers are looking at it is really with a sort of an environmental aspect, heavy on that. And retailers and brands today are really taking a strong look at the environmental consequences of everything, including the packaging that goes on product and their stores and everything else. And the textiles is front and center in this as well. Unfortunately, cotton seems to have started with a negative reputation from based on misinformation or outdated information from 30 to 40 years ago. And what we've been trying to do is to set the record straight initially to talk about what the great changes that have taken place in U.S. agriculture in particular, and the fact that cotton is a more sustainable product than our synthetic alternatives.
Well, for a company like JCPenney's, what did you hear? And I know that he also sits on the board, I think, for yes. Cotton Board. What did you hear there? I don't know if it would have been new, but would it be of real interest for producers to know that they are concerned about?
I think what the producer would needs to know is that when Peter McGrath from JCPenney talked about sustainability, that it's not something that's going to go away next year. It's here to stay. It's not being driven necessarily by the consumer in that they're not lining up at the doors demanding sustainable products. They're just assuming that the retailer and the brand is going to do that for them so that they don't have to make the choice. So the retailer does not want to be in a situation where they get caught selling products that are very damaging to the environment or that they're not paying attention to it. And so the retailer is rightly so taking it very seriously, and it has implications all the way down the supply chain. So from the producer's perspective, he already has a great story to tell with the things that have taken place in biotechnology and the reduction of inputs and the greater yields. We just need to do a better job of telling that story.
Well, I thought it was interesting to see, and I was not aware of the impact or maybe the size of a JCPenney and what that means in terms of marketing the end product to the consumer out there for that cotton growers are growing. But that is huge. And they're looking at it, like you said, I guess corporate responsibility would be a good way to describe what their approach. And it looked to me to be an extremely proactive one. I mean, they're not, as you might have said, looking to just try to be on the defense when something happens. They want to be out ahead of it.
Right. JCPenney definitely is a leader in this area, and they want to be out front in sustainability. And the reason this is important for the cotton producers is twofold. Number one is, of course, a JCPenney is a very large customer of cotton and U.S. cotton, but also the JCPenney is going to be a leading indicator of what some of the other major retailers and even smaller retailers are going to do in the future. So this is a kind of our chance to really understand what's going to be happening in the future based on, again, a leading indicator, so to speak, of just like GM used to be in the auto industry, JCPenney, to a large extent, is in the apparel industry.
So what can Cotton Inc. do to help get that story, as you said, of how what good stewards these producers are of the land, of their product, and the environment? What can you do to help address the needs or concerns that the customers and the retailers, like we mentioned, have?
There are going to be a lot of things that Cotton Incorporated is either already doing or will be doing to get the message out. Some of it actually involves data collection. You can't tell a story unless you have the facts to back it up. There's a lot of public information about production practices, and we try to mine all that we can. Going forward, we'll be asking a lot of producers to fill out surveys so that we can continue to track this year by year, maybe things that aren't publicly available. That'll help us be more convincing in our message. We meet one-on-one with brands, retailers, manufacturers, and we put together presentations for them. We're redesigning our website to try to get a stronger message out. We're actually doing trade advertising that talks about cotton, and we've actually put together a commercial, a very generic commercial about all cotton, to sort of convey to consumers or remind consumers that cotton is the natural fiber and natural. Our tagline is what fiber could be better for Mother Nature than the one she grows herself. Just a kind of reminder that cotton is the natural fiber.
Well, besides this issue here, looking ahead from Cotton Inc.'s standpoint, what do you see sort of on the horizon here? What are some of the key issues or things that you're going to be working on in other areas?
Well, we're going to be continuing to do research to try to improve cotton products, and even that is going to have a sustainability element to it. We use obviously a lot of water in textile processing, so we're trying to develop processes that are more efficient. You know, that saves, just like improved efficiency saves growers money, it also improves the customers, the textile mills. If we could use less water or develop treatments for cotton that would use less chemicals, safer chemicals. So that's, you know, we want to help cotton compete with the synthetics in the outerwear market, moisture management type, the dry fit type markets. We want to continue to do what we can to improve and develop new innovations for denim. Denim's the biggest market for cotton, so we see that. We also have to continue to have a stronger global presence for cotton, because as you know, most of our cotton today, the vast majority, is exported. So we have to be working in China and the rest of Asia, Mexico, Turkey, with our customers to make sure that they, number one, they like cotton, and number two, that they are using U.S. cotton to the maximum extent.
So how do you feel about short-term future outlook for marketing cotton around the world?
We're starting to see, I mean, obviously demand has picked up quite a bit on a global basis. So the last 3 or 4 years, the increase in cotton consumption globally has increased faster than it has in 30 or more years. So that's a good sign, the fact that we don't seem to be losing share to the synthetics right now. The downside, short term, is going to be the fact that all the alternative crop prices have gone up so much that we're going to definitely lose some acres in the U.S., I think, in 2008. But that's not all bad, because when you lose some acreage, that helps the adjustments in price, and we could see the value of cotton being much better than it's been in recent years. So those things, as we know, that's kind of, in a way, a good problem. If there's a lot of prices that are gone up, it gives the growers some options. And so we may take our licks in the short term, but I think we'll be coming back with stronger acres in 2009.
Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with me, Barry, here at the Beltwide Cotton Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.